We got Auntie Meg after her mother died. So we just traveled from place to place, you know. Always you had to be one step ahead of them. But we had really sort of good backup while we were out there because the Browns were really good. And they always made jobs, you know, for Dad. There was always work, even though money was short. But there was always plenty of food. You know, that they had sheep, they had cows, and we had our own cows to milk. And then about every 3 months, or maybe every 6 months, every 3 months, I'd go and kill a pig, and then you get your pork, and you know, and that, and plenty of kangaroos, and plenty of emus, and they had a vegetable garden down near the river, down the other side of the river at the Soak, and they grew potatoes and onions, and Dad used to grow his own pumpkins, and then mill them. And the biggest cauliflower you've ever seen, and biggest cabbages, because why it used to be so good when they used to clean the fowl house out, or clean out the horse stables. All the dung used to be all bagged and taken down there and thrown on the garden patch. And it's about less than a quarter of an acre, you know. But they had this big soak on the side and the cover over the top. And then the handle, and you'd have to wind like the wooden bucket to get the water up. And we loved that, you know, go down there and then go. And everybody watering camp and going around and watering the garden. And then when the lamb tail time cutting, when they cutting lamb tail, well, the yard, sheep yard, was just not far away from here. So you had to make a big fire and load of mallards and big fire and have a good feed of lamb tail. And then sometimes when it was summertime come, you know, lovely tomatoes, beautiful tomatoes. And I loved getting stuck into the peas. And here go peas. But the pumpkin, you know, not butternut pumpkins, they weren't round, but the big ironbark pumpkins, you know. And Dad used to grow these big melons. And he used to make melon jam, melon and lemon jam. And you know, you're getting fruit once a week, once a fortnight when the mail truck come, whatever fruit was in there. Mostly you got lemons, not much oranges, but apples and then stone fruit. Because on the farms those days, only like, Sparks had them. Browns had no fruit trees, but Mrs. Spark had them. She had a fig tree, she had a mulberry tree, and she had apricots. And she had the most beautiful vegetable garden. Oh, she grew everything through. And every time when we go over for a couple of days over that way, you know, and you go over there and you happen to good feed the cucumber, all you needed was salt and a knife. And then you know, you could have everything. But there were different people out in the bush years ago. Only about 9 farms in the district. But people were like, they treated you, you know, they were all settlers and just battlers. But there was nothing like, no, you never heard nigger, you never heard bung, or you never heard native, you never heard aboriginal. Because we were all sort of people, you know? And then, like, a lot of white boys worked in the district, and like white men worked in the district, and they were all for us, they were Dad's friends, Dad worked with them, you know, and grew up with some, and they were, like, we called them uncles, you know? And then Mrs. Brown, she treated us lovely. And then when we went home to Carney's, well, Nan would be always making biscuits, and Nan made the most beautiful biscuits, lovely biscuits, and cookies, you know, cookies, and the scones, true. Oh, she was the most marvelous cook. And then, you know, every time when it was shearing time when we go there, we'd spend the time and go and collect eggs for Nan, because she was in about in her 70s, pretty old, you know. Was getting old. And then some fowl house here and there, but plenty of fox. Dad and them used to shoot a lot of foxes. And then you go and collect the eggs, you know, chooks laying everywhere, eggs laying everywhere. And then we would go and get the basket or the enamel bucket and go and collect up all the eggs and bring eggs back for, you know. And down at the shearing shed, they'd be underneath the shed. She had chooks in hundreds, true. Hundred. And sometimes when he didn't have enough wheat or that to feed him, he used to have to get, you know, wheat from other farms to feed him and mash and that. But she had a nice garden, nice vegetable garden, and she fed him like that. But I always used to, one of the places that I really liked is Carney's. That was home away from home. Home, our home wasn't much, only sometimes underneath the bag hut. Oh, and I used a tent, not under a tent fly. I never had tarpaulins those days. But Carney's was home for us.
Where was Carney's?
That's